Windows 95, which was released in 1995, became the most successful operating system ever, and Macintosh sales began to collapse. Microsoft simply ripped off what other people did, Jobs later said. Apple deserved it. After I left, it didn't invent anything new. The Mac hardly improved. It was a sitting duck for Microsoft. His frustration with Apple was evident when he gave a talk to a Stanford Business School club at the home of a student who asked him to sign a Macintosh keyboard. Jobs agreed to do so if he could remove the keys that had been added to the Mac after he left. He pulled out his car keys and pried off the four arrow cursor keys, which he had once banned, as well as the top row of F1, F2, F3 function keys. "I'm changing the world, one keyboard at a time," he deadpanned. Then he signed the mutilated keyboard. During his 1995 Christmas vacation in Kona Village, Hawaii, Jobs went walking along the beach with his friend Larry Ellison, the irrepressible Oracle chairman. They discussed making a takeover bid for Apple and restoring Jobs as its head. Ellison said he could line up $3 billion in financing. "I will buy Apple, you will get 25% of it right away for being CEO, and we can restore it to its past glory." But Jobs demurred. "I decided I'm not a hostile takeover kind of guy," he explained. "If they had asked me to come back, it might have been different."